It's a very low barrier to get into the Gronk Squad.
That's crazy.
We've committed to do the Daily Talk Show for 10 years.
So Hi, guys. Put it in the calendar.
I'd just like to check the temperature in the room.
I told you my squeegee story.
It is outrageous.
Come on, let's go.
Jules Lund.
Welcome to episode 1000.
Who designed that?
Opener.
Who did the animation?
It was a mixture. Our mate Mick, who's a great motion graphics guy. Georgie Boy did a great job on the editing, and then he.
Well, the hard part is getting all those bits, the best bits, like the sizzle. But then that's the animation is the next level. That is exceptional.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you can thank Georgie Boy for half the effort.
Georgie Boy, well done.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate it.
Your 51% contribution to that.
Georgie Boy today is our archivist. Is that how you say it?
Archivist, yeah.
Archivist.
I was thinking archivist. This is like the alchemists.
Yeah. He's looking back in the history of the show for any moment, so he may just spring one on us from something you've
wonderful
done on the show.
Are you going to finish that croissant or are you just slowly working your way?
You want half big fella?
Well, I assume the archivist is going to pull a moment of great joy with Ben and Jerry's.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, so this great is the second time
that's really helpful.
You and Billy have been in the studio. Was it Billy here last time or was that Indy? That was you. And
she's filling her face. What did you get last time? She'll remember. All her life moments are remembered by sweets. She walked in, Georgie Boy goes, you want a drink? You know, you can have a sparkling water or a Coke. She's never had a full can of Coke in her life. So
really?
She just goes, she just reaches out for that thing. And I go, no, mate.
No, a full can of Coke in front of Dad.
375.
I don't even like Coke. It was just a fact I get Coke.
Isn't it amazing? That's branding, babe.
That's heroin.
That's how heroin starts, JJ.
I mean, it reminds me of I remember the first time I had a Magnum ice cream. It was on the ferry that goes, I think, from Queenscliff to Sorrento or whatever. Yep. And I just scammed like an old family member. It's like a great aunt or whatever who didn't know that kids weren't meant to have Magnums.
That's so funny because I was literally thinking, you saying that story? I was like, I've heard this before. No, Amy told me the story about how she had her first Magnum. She's like, do you remember yours? I'm like, no. Uh-huh. She got it because they were the expensive ones.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah,
and
they were.
She had no money growing
up. Nothing existed like that. When they first, it was like an icy pole and then a Magnum.
Yeah. So, you're jumping from 50 to 70 cents to $3.20. And
there was the chalk wedge, though. There was the chalk wedge, which was the shit Magnum. very, very
the
light.
Ego. We're talking the creme de la creme.
Yeah, sure.
And so her mum's friend said, you guys all want Magnums? And that was just what that family did.
Oh, my God.
And she's like, what? What's this? Oh, my God.
Remember going to someone's house and they just had a different pantry?
Yeah, yours.
No, it wasn't mine. Well, you later in life. But you're allowed to buy your own chips when you're 25, Tommy.
Yeah.
Comes over to my house. He's excited that we have Red Rock Deli chips. I got the Nando's card, mate. Never seen more of him in my life. As soon as I lost it, Shay moved suburbs. In fact, my friends moved suburbs when that Nando's card expired. But
they fucked up.
The point is we had black and gold and Bilo brand chips. Remember Bilo?
Bilo.
That was how we lived.
Are they still around, Bilo?
No. I think they IGA merged, maybe.
I reckon they're no longer around because of the amount I shoplifted from Bilo. I reckon I single-handedly sunk the franchise.
Bilo, go low. That's your attitude.
I did.
Go low.
It was really presumptuous that I was going to go in there and buy something. Bilo. No. You're still high.
Do you remember the Heaven? Like there was the Magnum and then there was a Heaven,
still
which was
around,
a slightly cheaper version, would have a chocolate core.
Ooh.
Actually a better product in some regards.
The chocolate around it though, because it's not Cadbury. Cadbury.
Magnum's not Cadbury, is it? Or is it?
Magnum, aren't they Cadbury?
No, they're actually, they're owned by Unilever, which does not
the guy
own
who knows brands,
Mondelez, which is the parent company of Cadbury.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So it would be unlikely, but the ego was a game changer.
Uh-huh. Yeah, sorry, that was my ego saying that it was Cadbury.
So the ego, the difference.
But the chocolate on it tasted superior to the heaven. Yeah. For sure.
But they've been doing the whole thing now. It's like the, what are you looking at?
People wonder how word of mouth marketing happens. Like, honestly, my business is literally.
Oh, what a way to plug his business. Here
we go. My business, tribegroup.co, is literally based on, we've just spent all of that time. Is Magnum paying any of us?
No.
Is this authentic? Ooh.
But the what was the difference between the ego, just quickly, compared to the Magnum?
Oh, no, the ego's got the ego. What the it's got a shell, then caramel, then a bit of ice cream, then a shell or something.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
We actually, you need to get your grogs to verify that. Mm-hmm. I don't know
exactly what it has.
I don't think I described that well enough.
So if you want to work from inside, outside?
Outside, actually.
Outside, the good quality layer by of Gemma Choco. Watts. Can we get a door shot, please?
Yeah, thanks, Gem.
You can wave out like the queen.
We'll fix it up a bit.
Thank you. Thank we you, love Gemma. You, Gemma Watts.
We love you. Have a good one.
Are they paying you yet?
2022.
She gets a can of Coke and a free cup she doesn't want.
No, okay. Outside. So we work from the outside.
Yeah.
Nice chocolate, the thick bit of non-Cadbury
chocolate.
Quality chocolate, whatever that is. Then it goes to caramel. Mm-hmm. And then it goes to a thinner layer of chocolate that coats the ice cream.
Yeah, that's right.
And I'm always disappointed by the time I get to that second layer because I just wish they did the
caramel all the way through.
No, the thickness of the chocolate on the outside.
Well, I remember you like the fish. You like the fish food or whatever it is.
Because of the world's greatest slogan, the ice cream with less ice cream in it.
Is good.
Like, is that just not the best slogan ever just to accept? And they, what insight they're building it off is people want their ice cream because it's full of chunks of anything. Bickies, pretzels, marshmallows.
That's what Messina does well. They just throw stuff.
How do you get it wrong?
Yeah.
I mean, how many flavors? You've got all the flavors in the world. Like, suppose, what was that? Hard Rock? Cold Rock.
Oh, Cold Rock. Yeah.
Oh, we used to go to that. Where was that one?
We did that down at Rosebud.
That's right.
On News Day. That
it's a real holiday thing to do.
It's a tourist sort of. I've only done it once, which was with you.
It's a Queensland thing as well, but they will put like the idea is that they crush the ice cream and mash in different.
Oh, they just bash it on a cold
stone
rock.
Thing. Yeah,
Rock. How did they get their name?
It's the Yochi is absolutely slam that vibe, like the frozen yogurt.
Mm-hmm. How does that work?
Well, it's just you're putting it all in yourself, but that's the same. I think it was based on weight.
I can't remember what the cold rock thing. I just remember my brother got, he would go put fruit tingles into sorbet, which is just very.
What an animal.
That's pretty
cool. I love the idea of that chemical reaction. Can I get your read on something? Because Billy and I, Billy will be curious on this as well. Bubble tea.
You're not a fan.
You want one?
No.
Just say the word and we'll probably get one delivered, a bubble tea to 8 Ferguson Street, Abbotsford. We've been getting shit delivered all morning.
Really?
People getting us Uber Eats deliveries.
Well, don't get me a bubble tea. But we went to Chaddy.
You want one, Billy?
Chadston.
I'll get you one.
No. It's full of caffeine. What we didn't realise is we got like this mango thing with extra mango-y mango. Oh, what are the bubbles? And
yeah, what are they?
And then it was so big. Mm-hmm. And is it fully caffeinated? Like we were wired. Mm-hmm. Billy and I were like, we could only drink
a lot of sugar, maybe?
I don't know what it was, but I'll not have it
balls?
Again.
Maybe there was caffeine balls or something?
No, I think the tea.
Uh-huh. Oh, because it's,
of course. Just,
okay, yeah, that's where we go wrong because it's not fucking tea. Let's be honest. Is it? No, but
so
in, like,
sweet tea and stuff.
I think it is
actually like tea, right? Like they steep it or whatever, and then they cool it down. They put sugar in
but
it.
But it's like, hidden tea, like you know, it's not like a cup of black tea or something.
But it's literally, but it's like black tea that's just.
But what I'm saying, it's in disguise. Yeah. So you're drinking mango,
mate,
but
it's called bubble tea. I ain't fucking hiding it. Well,
well, it's like cold brew. Like cold brew hits you harder, don't you think?
Oh yeah. Well, I've cut down. So I had like you guys.
I think
you
could be drinking one of the worst coffees. Did you get it from the shop down here on the corner?
Don't say that out loud. I did, and I was running late, and I picked that it may not be the world's best.
And there's been a
at
few
least
people.
The fruit side tastes like fruit.
Yeah,
good. Oh, that's good. That's what you want.
There's a few people who've come to the studio, and I've seen them make that mistake.
Don't be like that. Those guys they're doing their best, mate. Have you seen how many businesses are going under? Even between here and there, like what was it, Toto or Tai Tai?
Oh, yeah, there's all the good ones that were.
Honestly, back have in you walked gone. Down Chapel Street lately near Jam Factory?
Yeah, yeah.
It is Ghost frightening.
Yeah.
It is the Walking Dead. Mm-hmm. I've never felt more depressed in a shopping strip than what's happened down that end of Chapel Street. And I know you've got international.
You should go to Fountain Gate.
I don't have a bulletproof vest. But down that end, so you had sort of South Yarra's changed, right, which is all high rises between there and the Yarra, which is not far from here. But then there's sort of Jam Factory portion where it was not lots of fashion shops. Two out of three stores, it feels like, are shut down and empty.
Mm.
And then, strangely, up at the Windsor end, which was the shit end of town, is now flying.
It's popping.
Now, there's still empty shops there because of just COVID has just annihilated retail shopping strips. But at least you got bars and restaurants and all that cool stuff. But the Jam Factory area is such an extraordinary shift. And you would never have imagined that when we were growing up. Like, that was the spot that I imagined was the most popular,
really
vibrant place growing up. In fact, remember I tell you that story of the showreel where I was like, I was scared to be a getaway reporter and because I was scared to be out in public talking to a camera and seeing friends. So I was like, what is the spot that would be the most humiliating, embarrassing spot because so many people I might run into? And it was Jam Factory. I went out the front, jumped up on a bin and had Oscar, my cousin, on the other side of the road. And now if you go down there, you could do it all day long naked and no one's going to see you.
Well, it's almost because I live in Windsor now and it's like walking along Chapel, the closer you get to Como feels like a lot of commercial leases. I guess it's just so expensive, the fit outs.
Como and the capital down to the Yarra. Is so weird. It's like darker because the high rises have made it like an alleyway.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's all like I shopped it. I think I don't know if it's the Woolies there or whatever. It's like they're all Instagram models though. That like exclusively shot.
Which one was that?
No, like
in Como.
Yeah, yeah, near the Como. Okay, like, yeah.
When you say they all, you mean people walking around or people working?
No, not the Woolworth staff. The
you know what?
TikToking.
You know what it is? No, they. There is. Yeah, I know that spot now. Near Hunky Dory.
Yes.
Yeah, I have sat there and thought there's a lot of beautiful people here. It must be the area,
like the Olsen type art series. Yeah. Clientele from interstate. It's a good spot to, I reckon it's a great spot to, but everyone goes to Chapel Street.
Well, shit phone reception actually. Like if you were,
can't have that.
Don't have your shopping list on the cloud.
Horrible Instagram influencers.
I know. No, but you have to, like I got caught because I was like, had my shopping list in the cloud. And I was like, can't
but yours, it was also for taking pictures of people in there.
Can I just ask?
Yes.
How have you overcomplicated your shopping list?
Oh, look, it was at one time I went.
That's why. It's That's complicated. Why,
but I want to understand how you've over.
Well, it was just it was an iCloud issue. So Bree and I had a shared notes and we're updating on what needs to be added.
Fuck, you have overcomplicated.
How do you do it? Whatever, anabolize.
anabolize it all. Shopping list, I just put it in my Evernote to-do list. I had a suggestion to Anna years ago because we have this ongoing feud where a lot of stuff gets forgotten, right? Mm-hmm. And look, admittedly, it's not my – I'm looking a gift horse in the mouth because I'm not doing the shopping. So Anna's doing the shopping, but often she'll go all the way there and go, fuck, I forgot some things.
Mm-hmm.
And I just said – write on a piece on computer.
Check my Evernote.
Go to the cloud. No, I said just write down all of the things that you usually get, whether you're doing a Coles online, just all of the things so you can think. And then just print that out 50 times and then write that as like on the other side of the page, like a blank page, write it. So at least when you're walking up the aisle, you can look at it. Because it's the thought starters that let you down.
You sound like one of those modern like organizers. You know, people now like get paid $800 or whatever.
Kondo what's her name?
Yeah. Mary
Kondo. Mary. But the thing is, no, but it's really funny. I see it like a bunch of mates, you go to their house or whatever and you can see the ones that have paid the cash to have it all like, you know, specifically
Katie
organized.
Diamond, Monty did that once. She got someone to come over and Tupperware the shit out of her closets. Yeah. And I think it was pretty successful. I mean, it's one of those things you put up with things that annoy the crap out of your whole life. And then you go, like I've just paid someone $150 mm-hmm. and the amount of efficiency they've created over 70 years is quite, yeah. I mean, it's an absurd return on investment. It's perfect, but no one will do it.
The worst thing about the shopping list is mm-hmm. getting given one on paper, because then if you can actually tick it off.
Oh, yeah.
Like, rather
than
having to take a pen.
Yeah, you're right.
To see, like, Amy gave me a shopping list. I was like, nah, we need to get that onto the thing. And then you can, into notes.
Oh, Jesus, God, we're fucking idiots. Yeah. Aren't we the most annoying husbands
I'm
and
not
partners?
Going unless it's in a note.
We are the fucking worst. Are we making it harder or easier? I can't tell.
It's definitely harder.
Mr. Archivist, mm-hmm. Are you in the closet right now?
I'm just going in the closet now to find something. Here I am in the closet.
We've finally got a reason to use that $60,000 panel.
Do you want some reverb?
Yeah. I'd love some reverb.
There you go.
Actually, can you?
Me and Jules are in here.
Oh, shit. Where's your hand?
You guys are my arsehole.
Right, I'm coming back out.
So I found a lot of room in here.
It's sunny. It's true. The sun shines out of my ass.
So this is a pretty passionate conversation about Ben and Jerry's.
Okay, great.
All I do is talk about sponsored goods.
Jules, you can go first because you can get the middle, because the middle bits are.
No, it's not a core. So none of these are Ben and Jerry's core. Ben and Jerry's core has literally.
Gone.
He's furious.
What do you mean there's no core?
So there's Ben and Jerry's core, which will have, some of them will have just caramel, like
in the middle, yeah.
Right in the middle. Or there'll be peanut butter right in the middle. Mm-hmm. These are spread throughout, so I wouldn't assume that the best bit's in the middle.
It is in the middle, okay.
Yep. Oh, geez, I got a good bit in the middle, though.
So one interesting thing about
I love that you both said go first. And you both absolutely.
No, well, there's help yourself to whichever one. The great thing about Ben and Jerry's is they're actually very socially conscious. Did you know this?
I did. Are you guys going to then take this
and like send it to them? Or
and send it to them.
We should. We've been having real issues about trying to get free stuff lately.
Well, I think it's probably a
set. Not big enough. They probably have a threshold. Yeah.
have you ever been to Vermont?
Oh, that's in, is that Canada or upstate New York?
Upstate New York.
Or upstate.
No, it's sorry. It's in
North America.
It's New England.
I know someone from there, not personally. Matt Fraser.
I know someone from there, not personally.
Not personally. Matt Fraser, the guy who's won the CrossFit Games for the last 4 years in a row.
Oh yeah,
Matt Fraser. Amazing.
How do you know that? Are you doing CrossFit?
He was on. No, I've watched the docos about him, but then he was on Joe Rogan talking about.
Remember when you were a personal trainer?
Yeah.
If we looked over your CV, it would be quite colourful.
Yeah, look.
Especially where it started. I reckon you should have quit while you're ahead. I reckon you should have stayed a stripper.
Yeah.
And imagine you got to an aging stripper. You'd have great SEO though, like just compounding.
No, he wouldn't because they built it in Flash.
I know them.
That's actually true.
This is, but I know the strippers that have aged. Darren Sutton. You know Darren. Darren?
Wasn't Darren, because he did He's one for Vermont, Fifi. Didn't I bring him into the Fox studio on Fifi
That's
and Jules?
Right. I think
for
I
Fifi's birthday, I got a naked. Turns out girls don't like strippers, especially in the morning. Like, honestly, it freaks them out. I did a couple of shockers with Fifi. Admittedly.
We actually just spoke before about the Brazilian that she did. You remember she did a Brazilian and then I had to stay back late at work to edit the vagina out that was left in the mirror of the reflection.
That's like, you know, when you go online and someone's selling a chiffonier or something and the reflection is just some little pecker. They're standing there taking a photo naked. We should Google that. But no, one day I did the worst, and Leon Shogren, who's been on this show, Shergs, he was talking about it, I think, in news.com the other day, which was probably the most ill-conceived thing I've ever done. I blame him, which was Fifi was very pregnant. Mm-hmm. And so what we did is we brought her into a room blindfolded and we lay her down in a bed. And then she could smell whiskey. And then, oh God, a man was getting close to her. And then when she took off the blindfold, She was in bed with David Hasselhoff.
Yes.
But the problem was that he was very drunk.
Oh, no.
And the elephant in the room was that it was only a year before that I think his daughter filmed him eating a burger on the floor, crawling through the house, and posted it to shame her dad. Don't get any ideas, Billy. And
I thought it was a Burger King integration, wasn't it? Yeah.
And so he was, I never get this right, off the wagon, on the wagon or whatever, but he was basically doing AA and he was not drinking. And we're saying to the poor guy who's representing, right, she's saying he's drunk. And we're saying, I think he's drunk. And the guy's going, no, he hasn't had a drop to drink in 12 months. We're like, nah, he's pretty drunk. So anyway, it was bad, right? Because then we were like, you know, literally grabbing his fingers off her and stuff. Like we were doing it as a gag, like, ha ha, and then have a conversation. He didn't know where reality and
the Hass.
Yeah.
The Hoff, sorry. The Hass.
Don't hassle the Hoff.
I mean, yeah, the blackout challenges, you did the
Your hair's never been the same way since they shaved it.
I know.
What did they shave? Well, I can't remember the shave.
Well,
you'd been fired by then.
No, I think he pulled the ripcord after me sending him a really nasty email.
Both true.
Never forget.
Yeah, so... blackout challenge was Merrick Watts.
Sydney, that's why. You were living in Sydney.
Yeah, and Klimmy. So they blindfolded me and they just shaved me right down the middle. And I was gutted, right, because I was spending, I think, $240 on a haircut plus tips in my top bit.
If you're going to be work and breakfast at 2 day, you might as well do something nice. Well,
no one could see it on freaking radio. Like,
I'm looking out. I'm getting my fucking nails done.
It was. You should have seen the place I was going to in Paddington. It was just so wanker. I got up there and just became instant wanker. And anyway, so they shaved my head and then I went, fuck, I actually quite like this. Mm-hmm. So when I had the head shaved, I really liked it, but then I started to go, I'm bald, but I'm really bald. And then after a while, more photos and, you know, online, I was looking at some photos the other day and I'm fully bald. Mm-hmm. And then I thought, oh my God, I'm bald. So I started to go to the National Hair Institute.
Oh, you did?
I kid you not. The doctors there called Dr. Hair, I think. Really? And I'm not even joking. Okay. So I went there and they gave you this Propecia or something that kills your libido. It wasn't worth it. And I took a few of these things and I said, nah, I'm not doing it. And they talked about cutting hair from the back of your head.
Oh,
and
no. Transplant. Doing, oh,
yeah,
no.
All the works. Because my cousin had done it with his mob. And literally, he was bald. And then he has the like hair like Tommy Jacket. Oh, but even not even just the stuff on your shoulder, the stuff on your head. Either way, it was thick and voluminous. And
real?
His was from the back of his head. I thought, that's amazing. So I went and looked at it. Anyway, in the end, I was like, I'm not going down this path. Then I was just going, I felt uncomfortable and insecure about being bald. Then I said, I'm just going to try and grow it back. Then I grew it back and I wasn't bald. I wasn't bald at all. It's just that I was thin. And so now I'm, you know, I'm thinner because I'm 41 or whatever, but I'm not a bald guy. And I was associating and identifying myself as a bald guy and I've grown it back and I'm wrapped. And now everyone goes, you saw Dr. Hess, so you used all some treatment, which I didn't.
What did they get you doing? Like, where did you
land? Oh, no, I don't think I paid. I sat down with the two blokes.
It was contra. No, a few mentions.
No way. Oh, mate.
Is it because I didn't know this bit about it.
Oh, it was just. It was on. It was on Canterbury Road. I think it was called the National Hair Institute. And they were good blokes, but
similar
to
the Australian Sports Institute.
Exactly.
Yeah. But you talking about this? When have you?
I would have talked about it at the time. Okay. Right? I was calling my cousins. I didn't give a shit. I mean, you know, it's like
people calling your cousin Oscar, who's bald.
I called his brother. I didn't call Oscar. It was too late by then. Oh fuck! He'll kill me for that. But no, he's his brother. Because you know, when you're sort of going bald and all that sort of stuff, you're like, fuck, I got to do something about this. Mm-hmm. And you're really comfortable just fixing it. I don't think there's any shame, you know. And I've always thought, you know, any cosmetic, like, improvements, I don't mean like sort of getting your lips done and stuff, but everything you're not happy with, like your smile. Like we've, you know, Sammy Cav. Sammy had, when I met him, he had this angled tooth that he hated. And I was like, no, Sammy, that's yours. When he said he was going to get rid of it, right? He was going to, I don't know, go to the dentist. Anna started crying, my wife, going, don't you change your face. I fall in love with that face. You're my friend. That's your face. And then he's like, well, I'm not going to do it for you. I'm going to.
Yeah.
And he changed it. It was immediate. And he loved it. And you can't even imagine what it was like before that. If he looked at photos, he'd go, ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember the tooth.
Does Anna only have ugly friends? Is that the Does Anna only have ugly friends?
Yep. No, but it's amazing. I think improving so you feel a bit more confident, you just got to do that shit for you. Mm. Even if people go, don't do it, it's in your head.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jace Hawkins talked about taking the tablets on the show.
Oh, he doesn't need. Oh, my God. That's so familiar to me because Jace and I had the exact same haircut in the 2000s. In fact, Lab Rat and I look so similar. So he wouldn't need it.
Yeah, no.
You mentioned it, yeah.
Have you ever been a hat guy, though?
I was a hat guy for about 15 years before I did the blonde hair. So
that's right.
Yeah, I grew up. You cannot find a picture of me.
Mm-hmm. Not in a flexi fit.
From 10 to, no, I had beanies and then I had the grandpa golf hats backwards. And I'm just conscious of time because would you believe that we are going to pick up Cavoodle?
You're getting your dog.
Ask Billy about it.
Billy, what is the dog?
It's a boy, and its name.
You got to turn that microphone.
There you go, perfect.
Anyway, it's a Cavoodle.
What's it called?
Rocky.
Rocky. It's already got a name. Did the breeder give it the name, or did?
No, we did.
You did. Some breeders make you take the name. They're like, well
the parents have the name, but no, we got to choose the. Oh mate, you wouldn't buy a dog and be named by someone in Churnside Park.
Didn't you grow up out that way?
No. Wonga Park, friends at Wonga Park. No. So, Billy, we chose Rocky. Why did we choose her? It was the quickest decision across the group because Indy loves rock and roll. She's a rock and roll girl, Billy's little sister. And so we all sort of suggested, and you loved it because, Bill?
Rocky Road, because I really like chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
Who doesn't?
Yeah.
True.
So she loves Rocky Road ice cream and chocolate.
So I want its middle name to be Road, but if it gets hit by a car, that
it went down a rocky road. No, is cute.
And so, what's the deal?
Its nickname could be Marshmallow.
That's
inside of Rocky Road.
That's
Marshmallow.
Cute.
Come here, Marshmallow.
See if there's marshmallow in it today.
Mellow. And so, how long do you have to wait before? Like, how old is Rocky
He's 8. Well, he's actually called Rocky the Lunder Dog.
Underpants.
No, like Wonder Dog.
So how old is he before you act? Like 6 weeks?
8 weeks today, I think, or 10 weeks. But he's really cute. I mean, we live in Elwood, so you're actually not allowed to live in Elwood without a Cavoodle. In fact, if you pay for your rates in that council, they say send in a certificate of your Cavoodle.
Yeah.
And so we're good. We're able to go down the shops now.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Ready for a fucking...
Anna's out the front. She's already texting me going...
She here?
Yep. You can bring her up if you want.
Can we get her parked?
She's parked. She'll be illegally parked, so...
She can pull in the garage.
And if there's one thing I wouldn't do around here is leave car unlocked.
Has she got a... Because you're here.
Are you okay with picking up dog shit, like as you're like walking along a path the plastic?
I've got three.
That's what we have Indigo for.
Yeah. No, I am totally fine with that. We've been waiting. I mean, obviously everyone got to COVID and went, shit, I need my COVID Cavoodle. I feel so unprepared. And so we got there and went, oh man, we've left this a bit late. No one told us it was going to be a pandemic this year. Mm-hmm. So we got on the list and obviously it's taken us, 8 months on this priority list that just kept creeping up. Until we were able to grab little Rocky. So we're super excited. Indy has only ever wanted to have a puppy. Billy is obviously super excited because we've only got a Harry the cat. And
Harry's still alive, geez.
Yeah, he's about 14.
He just won't go away. It's so annoying.
He's on his seventh life. Yeah. He's jumped out of a two-story apartment.
Well, he did. He broke his leg and lived in a cage for the
first time. What's Harry worth now?
He's addicted to jumping out my bedroom window for some reason.
And that's up high.
Yeah, well, it's like...
Oh, the front, yeah.
He's jumping, isn't he?
He really likes it.
Animal.
Yeah, he's an animal, but he's a good guy. But his life's about to get increasingly shit from here.
They could be besties. You never
know. Unlikely.
You were on the cat magazine on the front cover.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, Jacko sent that to your brother. Sent that to everyone last night. The pets magazine
last night.
Huh?
Only last night.
Yeah, literally.
You're wearing like a red jumper or something from memory?
Oh, I was taking the piss. So I'm wearing like a
ninja. I think I did, but I wanted to anyway. I shot behind the scenes video of that.
There it is there. Can you
bring that up? Yeah.
Is that?
Hang on. Go back to your face.
Bring it to your face. There you go. Yeah, there you are.
You on Pet Magazine. Pinch and pull.
Sorry, it's just connected to Anna's cloud, so
it's risky business.
Do not go shopping. Well,
thank you for coming in,
mate. Wonderful to come in.
Thanks,
buddy. To come in, and I'll have a bite of your croissant on the way out.
You can actually take the whole.
No, it was a euphemism. I don't mean that.
Very quickly, the glass.
SodaStream.
Yeah. Because I get funny with the plastic or whatever tasting a bit gunky. The glass one's better.
Amazing. But you have to get the SodaStream bottle.
Didn't you say that they ended up tasting like cat piss?
There is.
Dad's got a deal.
Dad's got contract.
Not anymore. I bought this from down the road just on in Richmond at the Good Guys there, and they had a SodaStream bottle. This has to be a specific SodaStream for the glass.
Yes.
But it's unreal. But there is a lid issue that occasionally makes it taste like cat piss. And as I said, my cat's pretty angry with us, but I wouldn't put it past him.
No, because I'm trying to work out the issue, because like we drink a lot of the cans.
And yeah, the problem with sparkling water, unfortunately, is your dentist will say it's really bad for your teeth and the enamel. But the other thing is it's actually the sodium. So I actually think you guys are nailing that. Drinking lightly sparkling is good. But do you ever find yourself more dehydrated?
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
Like
a little bit. But dude, having coffee, you're drinking three of those things a day.
Yeah, having coffee and those, it's a nightmare. Like I feel like my spine has no fluid.
Can we put that on a t-shirt?
No WD-40. You need some.
But the carbonation, there's no sodium added. So getting a SodaStream, and also it's just a fancier way to be able to drink 8, you know, cups of water a day, because it's bloody hard to drink water all day.
The way you were holding that, I thought you were going to say it's a fancier way of glassing.
Anyway. Oh, tell you what, as I say, to get from your front door to Anna's car is about 4 meters.
Three glassing opportunities. And there's
a couple of injecting rooms just between me and her.
There is.
Thank you, Jules Lund, for coming in. And
we'll be here for another.
Good ending.
Jules, we have another 12 hours Billy, and 12 minutes left.
Well, I've just got the best of you, unless you haven't sort of peaked too early.
Well, we got Ben Fordham, Stacey June.
God, there was an article about Fordham yesterday.
Was there?
Yeah, about his rating. So bring that up with him. He'll love it.
Nah, I'll bring up that Jules Lund brought it up.
Oh, no, don't. Okay, do.
Thanks, Jules.
Jules.
He's probably his brother anyway.
Catch ya.